Good evening and welcome to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. I want to thank you for joining me this evening. And for those who are listening in for the first time, my name is Sonia Jewell and I'm a natural therapeutic specialist and massage therapist at the Evergreen Spa and Wellness Center right here in Ely. I have been a health practitioner for 19 years and it is my pleasure to be with you every Wednesday evening during this hour to talk about various health topics, nutrition, and safe and natural alternatives. And I welcome your input and feedback about this show and encourage you to contact me personally or the radio station should you have any specific questions, comments, or suggestions regarding the show. Now, last week I explained the importance of healthy fats in the diet, and I have explained the chemistry of oils and fats. And as we know, especially saturated fats have been shunned for many years and have been falsely linked to heart disease. And the public has been fed a great deal of misinformation about saturated fats versus polyunsaturated fats. For those of you who were not able to tune in last week, I would like to recap some of the information on fats I presented last week. But before I will do that, let's listen to a song, and I will be back shortly.
We're hungry.
And welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. Today I will continue with last week's topic on healthy fats. And first of all, I would like to recap some of the information I presented last week before we continue with this topic. We have been told that the polyunsaturated oils are good for us and that the saturated fats cause cancer and heart disease. And this has resulted in fundamental changes in the Western diet. At the turn of the century, most of the fatty acids in the diet were either saturated or monounsaturated, primarily from butter, lard, tallow, coconut oil, and small amounts of olive oil. Now today, most of the fats in the diet are polyunsaturated, from vegetable oils derived mostly from soy, as well as from corn, safflower, and canola. The excess consumption of polyunsaturated oils has been shown to contribute to a large number of diseases, including cancer and heart disease, immune system dysfunction, liver damage, digestive disorders, depressed learning ability, impaired growth, and weight gain. One reason that polyunsaturated oils cause so many health problems is that they tend to become oxidized or rancid when subjected to heat, oxygen, and moisture, as they do in cooking and processing. Rancid oils are characterized by free radicals, and these compounds are extremely reactive chemically, and they attack cell membranes and red blood cells and cause damage in DNA and RNA strands, therefore triggering mutation in tissue, blood vessels, and the skin. For example, free radical damage to the skin causes wrinkles and premature aging. Free radical damage to the tissues and organs sets the stage for tumors. Free radical damage in the blood vessels initiates the buildup of plaque. New evidence links the exposure to free radicals with premature aging, with autoimmune diseases such as arthritis and Parkinson's disease, Alzheimer's, and cataracts, just to name a few. All the problems associated with an excess of polyunsaturated oils are compounded by the fact that most polyunsaturated fatty acids in commercial vegetable oils are in the form of omega-6 linoleic acid and with very little omega-3 linolenic acid. And recent research has revealed that too much omega-6 in the diet creates an imbalance that can interfere with the production of important hormones and prostaglandins. And this disruption can result in an increased tendency to form blood clots, inflammation, high blood pressure, irritation of the digestive tract, depressed immune function, sterility, cancer, and weight gain. A number of researchers have pointed out that the American diet is deficient in omega-3 linolenic acid, and this fatty acid is necessary for cell oxidation, for metabolizing important sulfur-containing amino acids, and for maintaining proper balance in prostaglandin production. And therefore, deficiencies have been associated with asthma, heart disease, and learning deficiencies. Now, most commercial vegetable oils contain very little omega-3 linolenic acid and large amounts of omega-6 linoleic acid. In addition, modern agricultural and industrial practices have reduced the amount of omega-3 fatty acids in commercially available vegetables, eggs, fish, and meats. For example, organic eggs from hens allowed to feed on insects and green plants can contain omega-6 and omega-3 fatty acids in the beneficial ratio of approximately 1:1. But commercial supermarket eggs can contain as much as 19 times more omega-6 than omega-3. So as you can see, there's a huge difference in nutrients. And it is well worth spending the extra money to buy organic eggs. Now, last week, I also explained the importance of saturated fats because these fats constitute at least 50% of the cell membranes and they play a vital role in the health of our bones. For example, for calcium to be effectively incorporated into bones, at least 50% of the dietary fats should be saturated. Saturated fats also enhance immune function and are very important for heart function, which is why the fat around the heart muscle is highly saturated. And the heart draws on this reserve of fat in times of stress. Plus, let's not forget the important antimicrobial properties of the short and medium chain fatty acids, such as butter and coconut oil. They protect us against harmful microorganisms in the digestive tract. And I also explained the hydrogenation process and how this process changes oils into dangerous trans fats that the body cannot eliminate and adversely affect our cells and contribute to many serious diseases such as cancer, diabetes, obesity, and immune dysfunction. So make sure you eliminate all these hydrogenated and partially hydrogenated oils from your diet. But make sure to load up on organic butter from pasture-fed cows, such as the pasture butter, which you can find at the Whole Foods pantry. And this butter has many valuable nutrients that protect your health. So before we continue with the topic on healthy fats, let's take a short break with music. And I hope you will enjoy this next song. And I'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. Today we will continue with the topic on healthy fats in your diet. Fats you should make every effort to consume, and I will explain the nutritional value and why these fats are necessary. So first of all, let's talk about olive oil. Olive oil contains 75% oleic acid, which is the stable monounsaturated fat, along with 13% saturated fat, 10% omega-6 linoleic acid, and 2% omega-3 linolenic acid. The high temperature of oleic acid makes olive oil ideal for salads and for cooking at moderate temperatures. Now, the emphasis is on moderate temperatures. Extra virgin olive oil is also rich in antioxidants, and it should be cloudy, indicating that it has not been filtered. And it should also have a golden yellow color, indicating that it is made from fully ripened olives. Olive oil really has withstood the test of time. It is the safest vegetable oil you can use, but make sure not to overdo it. The longer chain fatty acids found in olive oil are more likely to contribute to the buildup of body fat than the short and medium chain fatty acids found in butter, coconut oil, or palm oil. Extra virgin, cold-pressed organic olive oil should be a staple in your kitchen next to butter, coconut oil, and flaxseed oil. And I will go in greater detail about these other healthy oils. Also, I often get asked about some of the other oils such as safflower, corn, sunflower, soybean, and cottonseed oils. The problem with these oils is that they all contain over 50% omega-6 and only minimal amounts of omega-3 fatty acids. In fact, safflower oil contains almost 80% omega-6 fatty acids. Now, researchers are just beginning to discover the dangers of excess omega-6 oils in our diet, whether they're rancid or not. The use of this oil should be strictly limited, and I even recommend not to stock them in your cupboard, period, since we accumulate a fair amount of these kinds of oils in our diet in the form of processed foods. A lot of packaged foods we buy, such as crackers, tortilla chips, contain these oils already, so there really is no need to add them to your diet in other ways. Also, these oils, like I just mentioned, safflower, corn, sunflower, soybean, and cottonseed oil, should never be consumed after they have been heated, as in cooking, frying, or baking. Now, cold-pressed high oleic safflower and sunflower oil have a composition similar to olive oil, namely, they contain high amounts of oleic acid and only small amounts of polyunsaturated fatty acids, and therefore are more stable than traditional varieties. However, it is very difficult to find truly cold-pressed versions of these oils, and therefore it is best to just stick to olive oil. Also, oftentimes I get asked why I do not stock these oils in the Whole Foods pantry, and it is for this very reason. Olive oil is just far more superior in nutrients and also performance. A lot of times I get asked about canola oil and why I do not stock this particular oil, and I will give you a detailed explanation. Now, canola oil is one of the newest oils on the market, and it was developed from the rapeseed, which is a member of the mustard family. Now, rapeseed is unsuited to human consumption because it contains a very specific long-chain fatty acid, which under some circumstances is associated with heart lesions. Canola oil was later on bred to contain very little, if any, of this specific acid and has drawn the attention of nutritionists because of its high oleic acid content. But there are so many indications that the consumption of canola oil presents a danger to your health. First of all, it has a high sulfur content and goes rancid easily. Baked goods with canola oil develop mold very quickly. During the deodorizing process, the omega-3 fatty acids of processed canola oil are transformed into trans fatty acids, similar to those in margarine and possibly more dangerous. A recent study indicates that the so-called heart-healthy canola oil actually creates a deficiency of vitamin E, which is a vitamin that's required for a healthy cardiovascular system. And I strongly encourage you to ban this oil out of your kitchen and replace it with olive oil. Now, I also would like to briefly mention peanut oil and sesame oil. Like olive oil, These oils are relatively stable, and therefore they are appropriate for stir fries on occasion. And there again, the emphasis is on occasion. However, they still contain a high amount of omega-6 fatty acids, which presents a potential danger. So their use should be very limited. And of course, there are many other oils such as grapeseed oil, walnut oil, macadamia nut oil, which are okay to consume on occasion as well. However, since they still contain a lot of omega-6 fatty acids, they should not be consumed in large amounts and all the time. So in summary, you should primarily opt for traditional vegetable oils like extra virgin olive oil for medium heat frying and salad dressings. And for high temperature frying and baking, make sure you use tropical oils such as coconut oil and palm oil. And finally, use as much good quality butter as you like, preferably organic butter such as pasture butter, which is available at the Whole Foods pantry. Butter is a wholesome and essential food for you and your family. And another oil that is very nutritious and should be included in your diet is flaxseed oil. Now, flaxseed oil should never be heated, but you can use it in salad dressings, and it can also be added to smoothies, etc., to reap all the health benefits. Now, we will take a short break with some music, and when I return, I will talk in great detail about the health benefits of flaxseed oil.
Surrender my soul Shed the clothes that become my skin See the lie that burns within my needing I wish I'd chosen darkness from cold I wish I'd screamed out loud instead of found no meaning. I guess it's time I run far, far away. Find comfort in pain. Oh, pleasure's the same. It just keeps me from trouble. Hides my true shape like Dorian Gray. But I'm not here for trouble, it's more than just words, it's just tears and rain. I wish I could walk through the doors of my mind. Oh, memory close at hand, help me understand. Years. I wish I could choose between heaven and hell. I wish I would save my soul. I'm so cold.
And welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. And we are talking about healthy oils and fats today. And I talked about the health benefits of olive oil. And I explained why a person should refrain from consuming canola oil, especially in large amounts, as well as many other oils such as safflower, corn, sunflower, soybean, and cottonseed oil. As I mentioned earlier, flaxseed oil would be a great oil to include in your diet because it contains 57% omega-3 fatty acids and only 16% omega-6 fatty acids, 9% saturated fatty acids, and 18% oleic acid. With its extremely high omega-3 content, flaxseed oil provides a remedy for the omega-6 and omega-3 imbalance that is so prevalent in America today. And new extractions and bottling methods have minimized rancidity problems. However, it should always be kept refrigerated, never heated, and consumed in small amounts in salad dressings and spreads. No other oil can correct the deficiency of omega-3 fatty acids as well as fresh flax oil. And the world's leading authority on flaxseed oil, Dr. Johanna Budwig of Germany, who has been treating degenerative diseases for years, recommends taking flaxseed oil with organic yogurt or cottage cheese. And supposedly there are special proteins in these dairy products that enhance the properties of the essential fatty acids. Dr. Budwig has observed amazing success in treating cancer using her oil-protein combination in conjunction with an organic diet. And the National Cancer Institute found that flaxseed did indeed have an anti-cancer effect, even to match some chemotherapy drugs, but without the nasty side effects. Flaxseed oil can be easily incorporated into any diet by using it as an ingredient in salad dressings, or as an addition to a blended drink or smoothie, or you can mix it in yogurt. The daily recommended dose of flaxseed oil is merely 1 tablespoon for every 100 pounds of body weight. And in addition, the conscious avoidance of excess omega-6 fatty acids in common vegetable oils, grain-fed meats, and processed foods is highly advised. And I also want to mention the importance of flaxseed fiber in your diet on a daily basis, which represents a set of different nutritional values than flaxseed oil. The usual recommendation for milled flaxseed is 2 to 4 tablespoons daily. Our bodies need healthy fiber. Flax fiber is nutrient-rich, filled with antioxidants. It helps the gastrointestinal tract, assists the body in eliminating toxins, and reduces the risk of colon cancer. Therefore, it is best to consume both the flaxseed oil and the milled seed or flaxseed fiber because both have unique healthful benefits. Flaxseed oil and flaxseed fiber is your best source of dietary lignans, and it is definitely a food of choice for women concerned about breast cancer prevention and for men interested in prostate cancer prevention. Flaxseed contains 100 to 800 times more plant lignans than its closest competitors, such as wheat bran, rye, buckwheat, millet, and oats. As for the oil, it is important to get fresh, unprocessed, organic flaxseed oil with high lignans. And at the store, we have one of the best brands available. I cannot stress the importance of including omega-3 rich foods into your diet. A recent scientific research established a relationship between omega-3 deficiency and more than 40 common diseases. While I may not be able to cover all these conditions, I can list some of the more common conditions that have been found to greatly benefit from including flaxseed oil in the diet. And some of them are acne, allergies, Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, autoimmune disease, breast cysts, cancer, depression, diabetes, dry skin, eczema, fibromyalgia, heart disease, high blood pressure and high cholesterol, kidney disease, learning disabilities, leukemia, malaria, menopausal symptoms, multiple sclerosis, neurological disease, obesity, osteoporosis, psoriasis, schizophrenia, and stroke, and many more. Flaxseed oil fights heart disease by lowering dangerous LDL cholesterol and triglycerides, as well as decreasing the tendency of blood to clot. And it also lowers blood pressure. Now, flaxseed oil can have very beneficial effects in depression. It improves the mental clarity, provides beneficial effects in the treatment of schizophrenia, plays an important role in helping children with ADHD, also helps to minimize impulsive and violent behavior. Flaxseed oil alleviates many symptoms associated with menopause, like hot flashes, and it also aids in weight loss because it improves metabolism, regulates blood sugar and insulin levels. The phytonutrients in flaxseed may interfere with the development of breast, prostate, colon, and other tumors in humans. The soluble fibers are believed to slow down digestion and the absorption of starch, resulting in lower levels of blood glucose and insulin, and normalizing other endocrine responses. So consider the impact you can have on your health and the health of your loved ones by simply adding as little as 1 tablespoon of unrefined high lignin flaxseed oil in your daily diet. What a small price to pay for protection against cancer, heart disease, stroke, and many other devastating illnesses. Now let's take a short break with more music, and when I come back, I will talk about the many health benefits of coconut oil. And welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. We have been talking about the health benefits of flaxseed oil as well as olive oil. And now I would like to explain in more detail the many health benefits of coconut oil. So let's take a look at the nutritional benefits of coconut oil. As a solid, saturated fat, it does not easily become rancid at room temperature or break down with high heat, so therefore it is great for cooking and frying. Most other oils turn into toxic trans fats when heated at high temperatures. It is also important to know that the coconut oil has to be unrefined and of good quality in order to have healthful benefits. Coconut oil may be helpful in reducing inflammation, which is the body's response to infection. And studies found that both fish oil and coconut oil did more to diminish inflammation than any other fats. Because medium-chain fatty acids found in coconut oil are more quickly digested than long-chain saturated fats, coconut oil is a good choice for individuals who have digestive disorders. For example, mother's milk has a high content of lauric acid, and leading nutritionists therefore consider coconut oil a good food for babies due to its high proportion of lauric acid. And a number of studies have been conducted on the healthful properties of adding coconut oil to infant formulas. And it was found that there was a significant improvement in the absorption of calcium and other nutrients. And as I mentioned, coconut oil is also beneficial for people with digestive disorders. While the longer chain fatty acids found in many foods need to be digested by bile salts, which are secreted by the gallbladder, coconut's medium chain fatty acids do not. And that's why if you have trouble digesting fats or are beginning to reintroduce fat to your diet, which is so important, it is best to begin with coconut oil. Coconut oil has also been found beneficial for enlarged prostate in men. And it has been found helpful in weight loss because it boosts metabolism. Now, we have talked about the important ratio between omega-3 fatty acids and omega-6 fatty acids, with the ideal ratio being of 1 to 4 or even 1 to 2, which would significantly lower the incidence of disease because it keeps inflammation down. Now, when coconut oil is substituted for oils high in omega-6 fatty acids, it would have a beneficial impact on the ratio of omega-6 to omega-3s and would improve health in a variety of ways. And this would include better insulin utilization in people with diabetes and the reduction of high blood pressure, LDL levels, possibly a reduction in gallstones and cancerous tumors. So not only is it important to concentrate on getting in a higher level of omega-3 fatty acids in the diet, but omega-6s can be reduced when stable oils such as coconut oil are used to replace unstable polyunsaturated oils, which results in a more favorable balance of omega fatty acids. Coconut oil can boost the functioning of our immune system, unlike unsaturated oils high in omega-6 fatty acids that can actually weaken your immune system by increasing inflammation. It has even been shown to protect from 6 dangerous carcinogens that interfere with DNA. Plus, it has been found to be protective against disease-causing microbes, including bacteria, viruses, funguses, and yeast. Once coconut oil is ingested, the triglycerides that are formed from this oil become germ-killing molecules through the process of digestion. 80% of the medium-chain fatty acids in coconut oil have antimicrobial properties. Not only could coconut oil reduce a person's dependence on antibiotics, it may also help maintain a healthful balance of intestinal flora, and it will help destroy candida. There even have been studies lately confirming that coconut oil is beneficial in the treatment of AIDS, HIV, and many other diseases. It also could help undernourished individuals gain weight while not adding excess weight to someone with a weight problem. Now, coconut oil has a very light flavor and a creamy texture, so it is convenient to incorporate in recipes such as soups, smoothies, baked goods, oatmeal cereal, and many other foods. It may also help improve overall immune system health and provide an extra defense against disease. I also want to mention that coconut milk also makes an excellent substitute for dairy products. And if you are lactose intolerant or have a dairy allergy, you can actually use coconut milk in your daily cooking, much in the same way you would dairy milk. And also want to mention at the Whole Foods pantry, you can find coconut milk yogurt, which is actually fermented coconut milk, and which is a great substitute also for people who are lactose intolerant. Now, coconut oil can also be used for skin care, and because it is a stable saturated fat, coconut oil is not broken down by free radicals. And when you use it to replace unsaturated fats in your foods or apply it to your skin, you actually reduce the opportunity for free radical damage, and it also has anti-aging benefits. The antimicrobial properties of coconut oil also extend to the skin and help you look more healthy and beautiful. It also helps combat acne and promotes healing. And coconut oil can be a wonderful natural alternative to expensive skin creams and lotions. Now, many commercial lotions contain chemicals and unsaturated oils. Because the coconut is actually covered by several protective layers, even non-organic coconut oils are fairly free of chemicals, pesticides, and herbicides. However, if you cannot obtain organic coconut, be sure the product you buy is expeller-pressed and not refined, so that it is free of chemical solvents. Also, just a little coconut oil can go a long way. One of the best times to rehydrate your skin is right after a bath or shower. And what you do is you don't dry your skin completely, you leave it slightly damp, and then you apply a thin layer of coconut oil on dry problem areas or over your whole body, even face and lips. And after you start using coconut oil on a daily basis, you will notice how water beads on your skin more than it has previously. And this is actually the result of the coconut oil forming a more permanent protective layer on your skin. Also, if you have trouble with dry skin on the feet, especially cracked skin, you should massage coconut oil into your clean feet before bedtime, and then you cover them with a pair of clean socks, and you will notice the difference in just a few nights. And you can also repair damaged dry hands the same way, using coconut oil and an old pair of cotton gloves. The addition of your favorite aromatherapy oil is an especially nice enhancement. Use about 15 drops for every cup of coconut oil, and you can warm the oil slightly and add the essential oils and fill a small travel-size container. And it is best to prepare a small amount at a time to ensure that the oil essences remain fresh. And during the cooler month, you can place the bottle of oil under running hot water if it becomes too thick to use. It can also be used as massage oil. And coconut oil can also be used for hair care. You can apply it directly to your hair about 30 to 60 minutes before you shampoo. And use a few tablespoons to 1/2 cup, depending on the thickness and length of your hair. And begin by massaging the oil into the scalp and letting it drip down. And then you wrap your hair in a towel or a plastic bag. And you let your hair soak up the oil for about an hour before washing it out. So here are some easy health tips to improve your overall health. And we have several brands of very high quality coconut oils available at the Evergreen Cottage. And if anybody's interested or needs more information, please feel free to call me at 365-2288. There are also some very excellent books available on the benefits of coconut oil and recipes to incorporate it easily into your daily lifestyle. And if you're trying to lose weight, make sure you get a copy of the book Eat Fat, Lose Fat by Dr. Mary Enig. She's the international expert on fats. And Sally Fallon, and this book contains wonderful suggestions as well as recipes on how to include coconut oil as well as coconut milk in your diet. And this book, amongst many other titles, is available at the Evergreen Cottage. And now it's time to take another break with more music, and when I come back, I will provide you with more information on this topic.
Beautiful dawn lights up the shore for me. There is nothing else in the world I'd rather wake up and see with you. Beautiful dawn dance with the stars again. Do you remember the day when my journey began? Will you remember the end of time? Beautiful dawn, you're just blowing my mind again.
Welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. We talked about the many health benefits of coconut oil. And I also would like to briefly talk about some other saturated fats, such as the tropical oils, which have very helpful benefits. Again, tropical oils are more saturated than other vegetable oils. Palm oil and palm kernel oils also contain high levels of lauric acid, just like coconut oil. And these oils are extremely stable and can be kept at room temperature for many months without becoming rancid. Highly saturated tropical oils do not contribute to heart disease, but have nourished healthy populations for thousands of years. It is actually a shame we do not use these oils for cooking and baking, and the bad rap they have received is a result of intense lobbying by the domestic vegetable oil industry. So I encourage you to add these oils to your diet. Besides coconut oil, you will find palm oil and palm kernel oil at the Whole Foods pantry at the Evergreen Cottage. And we also have red palm oil available, which has a strong taste and which is used extensively throughout Africa. So go and explore the world of saturated fats and reap all the health benefits while having fun experimenting with new foods. One other fat that had been widely used in America at the turn of the century was lard or pork fat. Now, lard is a good source of vitamin A and D. However, the amount of omega-6 and omega-3 fatty acids will vary in lard according to what has been fed to the pigs. It is a very stable fat and a preferred fat for frying. And however, some researchers believe that pork products should be avoided because they may contribute to cancer. And others suggest that only pork meat presents a problem and that pig fat in the form of lard is safe and healthy. Now, duck, goose, and chicken fat are quite stable and are highly priced in Europe for frying potatoes. And there again, the portion of omega-6 to omega-3 fatty acids depend on what the birds have been eating. And the amount of omega-3 is a lot higher in birds raised on flax or fish meal, or allowing them to range free and eat insects. Now, before we wrap up today's show, I briefly would like to talk about clarified butter. And those who are unable to tolerate milk protein or casein in even the smallest amounts will want to clarify their butter, which is the process of removing the small amount of milk protein or casein contained in butter fat. And you can perform this process right in your kitchen, or you can buy clarified butter or ghee at the Whole Foods pantry. Now, to clarify your butter at home, which is a very simple process, you place butter in a small bowl in an oven, and you set the oven at 200 degrees for about a half an hour. And the butter will melt, and foam will actually rise to the top and form a crust, which should be carefully skimmed off. To remove every trace of milk solids, you pour the liquefied butter through a strainer lined with cheesecloth. And then you can store the clarified butter in a tightly covered jar in the refrigerator. And you can use clarified butter both for cooking and eating. Another suggestion I have for you to add more flavor to your butter is to soften it and add chopped fresh or dried herbs to it to add additional flavor. Besides herbs, you can also add lemon juice, and you can store the butter for future use in the refrigerator. And this herb butter or lemon butter is wonderful in vegetables and fish and or meats. I would also like to give you a recipe for a healthy butter spread, which actually incorporates flax oil and olive oil. And this spread is softer than butter and actually will spread more easily. Plus, you will get some of the health benefits of the flax and olive oil. And for this spread, you soften a half a cup of butter in a food processor. And then you add 2 tablespoons of expeller-pressed high lignin flaxseed oil and 2 tablespoons of extra virgin olive oil. And then you place the mixture in a small container and cover and refrigerate it for future use. So this wraps up today's show. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you enjoyed the information as well as the music. Please feel free to contact me personally or the radio station should you have any questions. And for a list of my services, I invite you to visit my website at elewellness.com. I also encourage you to stop by the Whole Foods pantry at the Evergreen Cottage, where you'll find organic groceries, including organic produce, organic meats and dairy products, and a variety of natural foods and health and wellness products. And if you happen to be in the Virginia area, make sure you visit the Natural Harvest Food Co-op. Thanks again for listening. Remember, let food be your medicine. Be well and take care.